And how you guys doing? It's Friday, baby. That means tonight I'll be live with China Doll at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time over on the radio as well. WMMR TV. My fault, man. I got to say that because I'm simulcasting on the radio right now. The MEE6 bot was down on their end this morning for quite a while, I guess. I finally got it replaying in the Discord server. And remember, if it goes down, go over to MotorcycleMadhouseRadio.com, can get right on the station. Or even better, go over to the Apple Store or Google Play, download the Zeno app, and put us as a favorite, Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. And you'll listen to it anytime and don't have to worry about that. How's everybody doing over on YouTube? Man, it was fun last night, wasn't it? Old China Doll pissed off at me right now. You know, when I get high, I get a little out of hand and stuff. And, you know, I called her Hillary Clinton last night. Boy, did she not like that shit at all, man. She went crazy, man, on me, man. She just stormed out of the room and stuff. My God, my God. But it was real fun on the radio last night. I was able to actually be myself. I didn't have any censorship or any of that fun stuff. So, yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed the show, listened to some good music. I will be putting a room up in our Discord server for song requests that you'd like to see in the Auto DJ. What I have to do is, after I get the song request, also don't forget to put the band in there, I have to go to my licensing agencies and make sure they're in the catalog. That way I'm covered and everything's legal eagle. I'm not one of them stations that are pirate radios. I believe in going the right way. That way I don't have any headaches. God knows I don't need any right now. Stuff over on YouTube's pretty bad right now. If you guys want to donate, you can buy Cash App, $MotorcycleMadhouse over in the Super Chat, or email me and I'll get you the PayPal stuff, man. It really helps the show out right now during these difficult times. We're going to be talking about three members of the Hells Angels that got caught up on some serious offenses later on, as well as one of the popular Comancheros presidents just got 10 years in prison. So we'll be talking about that as well. I want to start out by reading something I got from the Abate. You know, they send that stuff in your mails and stuff. I'm a member of Abate of Wisconsin, Abate of Michigan. I really do enjoy Abate. But sometimes they don't got their priorities straight, man. They really don't. And that's kind of disappointing to myself as well as other members when they spend their time on issues that are like, really? That's what my money's going for? I thought we were going to go out there and get the hard stuff and we're going to be hard charging. Now, MRF deals on the national level. Abate and, you know, other, it depends what state you're on, like Missouri's different, what they deal with. And one of the biggest things, I believe, right now is biker profiling. It don't even have to be club profiling. What I don't understand is even Abate members are getting profiled right now, so why are you spending your time on trivial BS? Let's just be honest, it's trivial. This from Steve Patton of Abate of Wisconsin, the legislative committee chair. Pedal wheel raffles have been very popular amongst a variety of organizations to raise money. However, groups who hold paddle wheel raffles are subject to a Class 1 felony, even if they're doing so under a Class B raffle license. Senator Jacques, along with Representatives Mirsa and Murphy are looking to introduce a piece of legislation that would make them legal, and they're asking for our help. Please contact your state senator and assembly member and ask them to sign as a co-sponsor to LRB 0906. This piece of legislation will legalize paddle wheel raffles with a Class B raffle license. Then he says you to go to the legislator section. The cutoff for the legislators to sign on is February 25th. So time is of the essence. That from Steve Padden of A-Beta Wisconsin Legislative Community Chair again. My thing is, okay, they're asking bikers for help. But hey, what are we getting in return? I believe in the old barter system. Okay, you want our support? You got to give your support on these issues. And one of the issues I do not see A-Bate really hitting hard on, because they consider it controversial, is profiling. Now, they say, yeah, we're going to try to fight for that. Okay, what do I care about paddle wheel raffles? I really don't care. As a biker, what I do care about is the cop pulling out behind me because I'm looking like they don't, you know, something they don't see as appropriate. Or I'm wearing a back patch that they don't like. Now, I've been pulled over quite a bit in my time. Last year, I was getting pulled over, what was it? I got pulled over three times. Because I had a white boy patch on my back. Not a part of any damn thing. I just liked it. They don't even know it's a singer. But they thought I was some kind of supremacist. That's the big deal nowadays, is everybody's a white supremacist if you're white. So I've been getting pulled over. And I'm not even in a club. I'm not even in this or that. Yeah, I'm a member of MRF and A-Bate. But hey, there you go. I was a member of A-Bate. Why aren't you fighting this? Grow some damn balls, will ya? It's like when I did that interview, and everybody knows that I've been covering this American Legion crap, where there's some American Legions because they got cops in there, or they got cops running the damn post. Won't let MC members wear their patches in there. Even veteran clubs. Everybody knows I've been covering it. Here, to come to find out during the interview, that they've been hearing of American Legion posts in Illinois doing it. But have you contacted NCOC or NCOM? You guys claim to be working with them. No, you haven't. I've even asked multiple people now from Illinois A-Bate to get a hold of NCOC, and they haven't. I truly believe the way that a lot of these organizations are set up are playing mouse service. That's what I truly believe that. They're playing mouse service. They want to say they're doing something for clubs, but they really aren't. They despise them, I think. That's the way they're truly coming off. That ain't cool, man. I guess they forgot. Oh, thanks for that, Henry. Really appreciate that. When I go off in the news and stuff, guys, I can't see the super chats or any of that. So ahead of time, appreciate all the donations. It's really helping the show more than you know right now. But anyway, it used to be A-Bate was something that even clubs supported 100% because it stemmed out of a lot of the profiling in the 70s, a couple incidences, one big one in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, and everybody was on board with the deal. But now there's a different kind of biker out there. They think differently. God knows I get a lot of that because the way I talk or the way I think, it like flabbergasts some of these new jacks, man. So I know there's a different attitude. And I also know there's a huge acceptance of Leo in the scene now. And that's evident with them back to blue dumb rallies and stuff. Something that no self-respecting biker would have ever got involved with. But hey, it is what it is. But that doesn't mean that you hijack the movement. Thanks, Sarge. They're just hijacking it. And now, the issues that matter most to us are not being talked about. They're not even being brought up. Paddle wheel raffles. Give me a break. Are you serious? That's insane. I don't give a shit about paddle wheel raffles. Do them without a license. I don't give a crap. Just keep your receipts away from your damn freaking money. And you supposedly have all these legislators that you're with. Let them help you out. Use that bartering power. But don't use dues to push stupid stuff. People who are dupe-paying members of Abate expect you to get off your ass and do something instead of whining about raffles and whining about grass clippings to get things that we truly need done. Stop with all this PC crap. Stop with all this ballless crap. It's like you cut your balls off and give them to your women. That's what I complain about all the time. Grow something, man. And do something. I'm a big promoter of these MROs. Huge freaking promoter of them because I believe everybody should join one. But at the same time, you got to hold them accountable. You just can't sit in the meetings and freaking jack your pecker like it owes you money while they're sitting there talking about grass clippings or worrying about raffles. You need to stand up in those meetings and say, you know what, suck. We pay for you guys to do something for us. Now take on profiling. Make that your number one issue. That should be your first priority right there. Pledge to your members that you're going to take it on, and at every damn meeting, let them know what's happening. Because you know when bikers come together, we can get some stuff done. Look at Popeye and OG over at Texas Biker Radio. They rallied everybody, and bikers won. Hey, Abate, you could do the same thing if you set the damn example. You know, a lot of people are having a hard time right now, and $30 a year or whatever the hell it is around the country for Abate now, depending on state, are putting their hard-earned money into your organization, and you owe them. I'm sorry. You owe them. So do something about it. Hey, Daddy, hi, Papa, Lisa, 777, Randy, everybody on Facebook. I got to give you guys a shout-out and everybody who's listening over on WMMRDB over on the rock station, man. Boy, did we have a good time with that. A great time. Now, down the same line of doing something, Texas, and by the way, I got to throw this out there since I'm in one of them froggy freaking moods this morning. It always happens when I get freaking super high and wake up. I get froggy. Anyway, you've had a couple people bashing on me. I always get bashed on. I don't care. In Black Dragon, they're saying, well, you know, we come here because it's supposed to be biker news, which we do. We put in biker news whenever we can. But are you that thin-minded that you can't get other news from a biker's perspective? I do ride rum rum. I've been doing it a long time. Been around a long time. So you're getting the news in the perspective of a biker. Same thing with Dragon. I heard about that. You know, everybody's trying to change up the formats of their show to give you a better wide experience. But you're always going to have haters. You're always going to have people that talk shit. That's just the way it is. But I wanted to put that out there, man. It's like, damn, man, grow the hell up. Anyway, do something about it was my last thing with A-Bait. Now, down in Texas, they're having a horrible time. And you know what? I've got reminded because I kind of made a joke when it all first started about, damn, man, they don't, you know, they go on a couple inches of ice and everything shuts down. I guess you guys can't take a damn joke. You got a freaking, your panties are all in a freaking bind. You know, those are the people I'm talking about when I talk about, they're just not used to the way some people talk, I guess. I guess they're not. Oh, well, is what it is. But anyway, Texas is in a very bad shape right now. How is those windmills working out, you greenies? They're all frozen. They're shut down. A lot of those people that depend on that kind of energy now have no heat. It has gotten so bad down there. And the reason why I bring this up is because we have a lot of bikers down there that listen to us that are going through a hard time as well. And people need to know about it. So if you want to cry and whine and get all on my nuts because I'm covering something else, you know what? There's the door. Go to the corner and get you some sex with yourself because that's probably the only thing you can get. Anyway, let's cover this story. TexasTribune.org. Emergency on top of a pandemic. It's bad, man. It's like, damn, 2020 was bad. I'm just wondering how bad 2021's going to get. Texas hospital workers scramble as winter storm hampered operations. There has been water disruptions, patient log jams, overflowing emergency rooms, exhausted workers. You know, our freaking health workers, our emergency workers, all that, firefighters, EMT, nurses and all that. And yes, even cops, okay, have been exhausted. They're tired. They're out there helping everybody. This is a serious situation. And I'm asking, where the hell is the White House? Why don't you have FEMA on the ground? Power outages created challenging conditions. I can imagine, man. Texas is facing record low temperatures and snow and ice made roads impassable. Maybe it's time for Texas, even though you're not used to winter, for your government to get some salt trucks and get some salt and stuff like that to help you out. Get some winter equipment down there. It might just sit there for, you know, years at a time, but then you have this. Millions are without electricity right now. The grid, the electrical grid is all messed up. Blackouts are extended from hours to day. Top state lawmakers called for investigations. Worry about the investigations when all this has passed. How about that? You know, use some common sense, maybe. I know it's hard for you legislators to do that. But how about, you know, letting it get over with? You know, it goes on to say Texas demanded accountability for the disaster. And it talks about some of the stuff happening, like a pregnant woman, the icy roads from reaching the nearest birthing center. A lot of people have been found frozen to death. It's nasty down there. It really is. And, you know, we're all thinking about you guys. Hopefully it gets better for you. You know, you guys ain't used to the cold like we are up here in Northern Illinois. But it's a sad state of affairs when you see on the news that people are running duct pipes to their houses and heating it with the cars. Sad state of affairs. Sad state of affairs. Let's go over to some biker news, shall we? Two more arrested in Eastville shooting from the ShoreDailyNews.com. Two final suspects believe were involved in a shooting in Eastville that took place on the 22nd of January have been arrested and are being held without bond in the Eastern Shore Regional Jail. Richard Russell, a Delaware resident, was arrested without incident in Delaware by the Eastville Police Department with the assistance of the U.S. Marshals. Casey Gillespie of Maryland turned himself in to the authorities. Hey, it's Huey and Louie. Anyway, they were charged with two counts of malicious wounding by a mob, two counts of malicious wounding, shooting at a vehicle, shooting from a vehicle, and reckless handling of a firearm. Investigators believe the individuals associated with the shooting are members of the Titans Motorcycle Club, which disputed as a gang by authorities. Go figure. Go freaking figure. As all four of the others arrested in the incident have been released on bond, Thornton Taylor and Chris, Cape Charles, Janet Page, Michael Leonard, all that good stuff. But now they're over there yelling, gang, 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 gang. You know. Anyway, let's go over to, it looks like, Europe. What are you guys doing, man, bashing a biker in the face as he sleeps? What's wrong with you? King motorcyclist Ian Ticknell no longer able to ride his bike after suffering a major eye injury and unprovoked attack at his home. That is pretty cool. He's, that's funny right there. Now that's a biker. He's just a coward. These are the words used by the victim of a blind drunk burglar who smashed him in the face as he slept at his Keene's Wood home. Ross Vinnell has no recall of entering Eon Ticknell's home off of High Street. As for Mr. Ticknell, he felt an explosion when the intruder struck him in the face for no reason. He then left a bloodied and shocked Mr. Ticknell, helping himself to just two kitchen knives. Yeah, that's what happens when your Second Amendment, or, you know, you don't have a Second Amendment in Europe, but that's what happens when they take your damn guns. And now the 64-year-old passionate biker has been left a life-changing eye injury. Not only has it meant the loss of his job as a driver, but inability to ride his beloved Honda 1800cc with the White Tigers Motorcycle Club. And here is the schmuck who did it. Ross Vanell admitted grievous bodily harm. Vanell, 20, of Alma Road in Kingswood, pleaded guilty to burglary and causing the bodily harm. He also admitted to attempted burglary by smashing the windows. What a dick. What a dick. Anyway, let's go over to Ozzy, man. Charismatic Comanchero boss jailed for 10 years. Yes, Nafuhu is back. Comanchero's boss, Nafuhu, has been charged for 10 years. Lang sentenced him today in the High Court of Auckland. Quote, you were the president of the Comancheros and as such were in position of influence. The High Court judge detailed how Nafuhu's family had moved to Australia when he was only one and they struggled under financial hardship. Bullied at school, he found the way to deal with this with was violence, which won the approval of his father. It had been a previously strained relationship. He found the brotherhood missing in his life in the form of the Comancheros. He was surprised to be deported given his imprisonment in Australia and had been in short stints. Not surprisingly, he had sought out the company of others. There were hints in some of the reports that he was considering a change in lifestyle, but the judge viewed the likelihood of that as remote. Dude got a lot of bikes and stuff taken away, man. So, you know, the charismatic dude, the gold-plated motorcycle among the assets. Ooh, it's nice, ain't that? It's probably never been ridden now. He has been jailed for 10 years. Let's see here. Third man in court over Gold Coast deaths. This about the lone wolf. You know, one thing I don't understand about the, you know, this is a different, this is actual club out in Australia. But those who claim that they don't want nothing to do with MCs or anything organized, they go around lone wolf, no club. That started long ago, but damn, what the hell's, what do you, stupidity! Stupidity, I say! You hypocrites who wear that damn patch. Just so you know, that's how Hollywood feels. A third man is behind bars over the double shooting deaths of two men who were gunned down in the Gold Coast Park. Former Comancheros bikey Shane Ross and his business partner Cameron Martin 47 were ambushed and killed. Two men are in custody and Gary James Brush 32 is the third to face court charged with two counts of murder. Brush was extradited from Grafton and NSW and smiled and nodded to supporters in the gallery as his case was mentioned in Southport Magistrates Court. So, yeah, some more coming out of there. Here is the main story. Yes, the one in the title for all those that, you know, claim clickbait, whatever the hell it is. Police arrest five for serious offenses in South Australia. Detectives from Serious and Organized Crime Branch have conducted searches and arrested three men and women in relation to a number of offenses. It will be alleged that at about 2 a.m. on Thursday the 26th of November 2020, a man and a woman from Mile End and a man from Brahma Lodge fired three shots at a residential property. They have been charged with threatening harm and discharge of a firearm to injury or annoy. The Brahma Lodge man has also been charged with trafficking controlled drugs as a result of approximately 28 grams of methamphetamine and over 5,000 located in his car. Why can't you guys keep the money away? The two men and another man from Golden Grove have been charged with being present in a public place with two or more other participants in a criminal organization. It will be alleged that on Monday, the 28th of December, 2020, the men were members of the Hells Angels, OMCG, and associated together at a licensed premise at Para Hills. A bunch of people arrested and stuff. That was a public release, I believe, from the cops, letting you guys know. Now, a little sad state of affairs right here, and shows you how bad this storm is down in Texas. Man found frozen to death in his recliner in Texas as winter storm death toll rises. One man has been found in his recliner, as at least 24 people have died due to the winter storm. Abilene Fire Chief Candy Flores revealed that three people died in Abilene, Texas this week due to frigid temperatures. The official identified one of the deaths as a homeless man who died of exposure to the elements. He was in his late 50s or 60s and was found outside on the Monday morning. And that's something that a lot of people don't talk about, is the homeless right now that are going through this. Another man was found dead in his home after he was left without power for 3 days. Josh Cassie told Facebook users that the man froze to death and his wife was nearly dead next to him. She has been taken to the hospital. Check your neighbors. That's one of the biggest things we do here in Illinois, is during this stuff, heat waves and all that nasty business, is check up on neighbors and the elderly and get them to warming centers or cooling centers, depending on what it's facing. Sad state of affairs. And here you got, you know how the news media like tries to shift your attention? They have hardly covered that Cuomo, or Homo, governor, as I say, in New York, and all these deaths because of what he did with those nursing homes. But you got people crying and whining about some sort of now I can't even fucking say the word. But anyway, they're bitching and crying about Cruz, the senator from Texas, going to Cancun. You know, a lot of people are ignorant, man. Don't you understand senators can only do so much? It is up to the governors on the state level. What is he going to do? You know, they just try to divert your attention away from some very, very messed up stuff in New York. But that's just how the media is. Anyway. Tonight I'll be on the Hollywood and Chinatown live over on YouTube, as well as the radio station again, www.motorcyclemadhouseradio.com, WMMBDR. Make sure if you want to put a song in the rotation, I'm going to get that room up as soon as I get off the air here. And you guys need to put the title of the song and the artist, and I'll look it up to see if I'm licensed to carry that. Until then, make sure you share. If you can, share all this stuff on your social media. It helps us out a lot. I appreciate all the donations today. You rock and roll. You guys are the best. With that, I'll see you on Monday for Motorcycle Madhouse Radio. Over here on YouTube and stuff like that. Talk to you guys later.